Welcome to Game On, MMORPG.com's voice on the internet. My name is John Wood. With me for the last and final time is our very own Michael Hamden.
Hello, everybody, and I'm going to be pretty emotional throughout the show. I'd have to take a couple breaks to cry and or vomit. So, yeah, you just have to deal with that.
We're all a little choked up here in the MMORPG.com office, but we're not too choked up to immediately replace him with a bigger and better product in Garrett Fuller, who's one of our staff writers. Say hello, Garrett.
Hi, everybody. How's it going out there in video game land?
Can you tell us a little? Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Garrett, for those who might not know you from the webpage?
From my devious, opinionated editorials on the webpage that they don't know.
That's
me
right.
By this point, my name is Garrett Fuller. Everybody, I am 33 years old. I live in New Jersey. Lived here my whole life and don't ever plan to leave. Let's see. I'm married and I have a baby on the way, and that's pretty much my real life side, other than the fact that I work for the company that makes the SATs. So all you test takers out there can hate me even more now. Let's see
everybody hate him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't hate John. I mean,
I'm a nice guy.
I know it's hard.
I don't make tests at all. But hate Garrett. So Garrett, you were going to tell us about your gaming experience.
Yeah, more importantly, gaming experience. Let's see. I started playing Dungeons & Dragons when I was 7 years old, back in 1970-something.
God, this guy's a nerd.
I know, it's pathetic, right? But of course, I dropped it for the years that I was in high school and college because I was cool and played sports. Then when I got out of college...
Huh. Watch out, he's a jock, guys.
I know. Then when I got out of college, I was picked up D&D again and also started playing a game called Ultima Online.
Yeah.
Which was very Richard Garriott.
Ultima Online led me to a quick break in MMOs. Happily, I never...
Didn't I used to PK you?
Probably. You probably did. That's pathetic, Mike, that we knew that.
Thanks. Never mind.
But then I went on to play Dark Age of Camelot, was my second MMO, which was a fantastic game by Mythic, and we're all excited about that. And then other than that, I've been playing World of Warcraft for the last couple of months, along with short stints in D&D Online, Star Wars Galaxies, Toontown, and just about every other thing I have to cover for this website.
So Garrett has run the gamut. Garrett has definitely run the gamut of the MMOs. He's listed so many off there, I can't even remember what he said, or I might not have been listening, one or the other.
Let's put it this way. Half of our listeners were 10 years old when I was playing MMOs, so we can leave it at that.
And we'll all be saddened by that fact.
Yes, a lot of you weren't even born when I was playing paper and pencil games, so, you know, figure that one out.
All right, so we're at the end of the month. And as you guys all know, with our new format, that means we're into our big super show where you get, that should be our new song, our new theme. It's just super show. But
Mike,
no.
Can we keep just that comment from you and leave that as our intro for super show?
Sure. Super show.
All right. So that means that you get what used to be Mike and I. Now you get today Mike, Garrett, and I. And in the future, you'll get Garrett and I, and you'll be sans Mike, which is probably, you know, better for all of us. But
that's just terrible.
I'm a mean person.
You are.
What this means, though, is today we are going to be talking about E3, which
course,
is what...
Three.
We were all there. You've probably read our coverage at MMORPG.com. We had a lot of fun when we were there. We're going to talk about that.
And we're going to talk about what we didn't tell. We're going to talk about how much we got to drink at E3. Right, Garrett?
Yes, we are. We're going to definitely cover topics that everybody really wants to hear about E3, which is the amount of alcohol, booth babes, and blatant stupidity that went on at the convention, aside from all these video games.
And I'd like to know, to tell everyone, that the Garrett and I are pretty much solely responsible for the Booth Babe Gallery. So if you like that, you know, you can send a check to myself or Garrett.
A check?
Yeah.
We don't want
a check. Guys.
Money order would be good, too.
How about this?
Wow.
Instead of sending us a check, if you think that you qualify to be a Booth Babe, then send us your pictures, and Mike and I will put them up on the website.
Oh, wow. You guys are shilling yourselves on the site. By the way, actually, that's an awesome segue. Did you guys hear about that what's going on with Kurt Schilling now with EverQuest 2? Have you guys heard about that? The pitcher?
No, Schilling is not. Schilling?
He,
what is
there. They're running a thing for charity right now where there's going to actually be a Kurt Schilling character in-game, like an NPC Kurt Schilling. Mm. And he's going to be a super bad guy. And when you kill him, they'll donate like certain amounts of money to research for Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm. Is that really doing that?
They're That's really doing that. Unless they like missed April Fool's by way too much.
Yeah. That's wrong on so many levels.
I actually think that's kind of funny in a way.
They're getting some nice publicity out of it, and they are doing something for charity, which I will never argue against somebody doing something for charity. So
now, is Kurt Schilling actually going to play the big bad guy when he's not on the on the baseball field?
I have no idea. All I saw was the press release.
You know what I'd really love? If his career was ended by, like, a tennis elbow caused by playing too much EQ2.
Yeah, as opposed to baseball.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be very funny.
You're,
well, good for Kurt.
Horrible things.
I think that's cool, actually. I think that's a cool gig. I would love to see more games take a step up like that. That would be neat.
Well, yeah, and it's nice to see people talking about, you know, playing these games, sort of mainstream people that aren't the stereotype of, you know, the nerd or whatever else. It's nice to see that sort of speaking out. I mean, he's a, you know, the definition of a jock. He's a professional athlete that plays MMOs like we do, which is nice. It's good for the industry.
It is, because none of us held that title of nerd, except for maybe Mike, but he's leaving, so who cares?
Damn.
It's the glasses and suspenders, Mike. You've really got to lose them. Yeah, see, you just got to get over that and move on. All right.
Come live in Speaking for 2 weeks, Mike, and you'll be fine. But go ahead, John. I don't want to interrupt you.
Actually, you should take me to Bada Bing while I'm there.
All right. So speaking of moving on, let's do that right now. And we also wanted to mention we have the big interview coming up at the end of the show that Mike conducted with Jeremy and Kyle from Pure Ownage. So you got to hear a little bit of that last time. This time you're going to get to hear the whole thing and listen to Mike make a fool of himself and get owned.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. What we're going to do is we're also, Mike took the time at E3. We were busy with this, with the microphone at E3.
Oh, I was all over the place, baby.
He stood and talked to people who were standing in that god-awful three-hour-long line to see the Wii, the Nintendo Wii. 4-hour line to see the Nintendo Wii. Mm. Talked to some people. We're going to show you a little bit of that, this show. Stay tuned, enjoy yourselves, and we'll be back with you soon.
Michael from Game On. We're down here at the end of the Wii line, and it's an extremely long line all the way down the Nintendo booth, all the way, in fact, to the entire back of the West Hall. It's really incredible. We're going to talk to some people who are lining up for the Wii. Why are you lining up for the Wii?
It's the precious.
Okay, it's the precious.
And plus, it's awesome. Come on.
Okay. Have you talked to anyone that played it, or?
I've talked to people that played it, and they love it. They think it's absolutely, completely awesome, totally innovative way of gameplay that has never been done before. You know, on so many levels. I mean, you know, Sony's doing their thing with motion sensor, but nobody's gonna touch Wii on the. On the motion sensor, on spatial awareness, everything. It's just going to be an awesome system.
Cool. Have you heard about how long the wait time is from this point in the line?
I'm guessing since it was about, I think, 3-some hours from yesterday, and the line is longer since yesterday, I'll probably be here for the rest of the convention, 4 hours maybe, who knows?
Wow. I admire your dedication. This line's incredibly long. We've been walking for about 2 minutes now since we interviewed the guy at the end, and we're nowhere near the front of the line yet. We're just going to talk to some people in the middle here and find out how long they've been waiting and why they want to see the Wii. Okay. Right in the middle here. How long have you been waiting for the Wii?
About half an hour for me, because I've been trading it with some friends.
Ah, we've got a guy who's slick here. He's got some moves. How about you guys?
It's like an hour and a half.
Why do you want to see the Wii?
I just want to see how the controller feels, if it's worth the wait, if Nintendo made a mistake, or if they know what they're doing.
Cool. So far, I've heard it's pretty good. Do you like the controller? Do you hate it? Do you like the name, or do you love it?
I think the name is very different. Probably get used to it. I didn't like it at first, but we'll see what happens.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, we're back, and we are going to talk now about E3 and the fun, super exciting times we had there with myself and Mike was there, and Garrett was there, and there were a bunch of other people there, too. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, just 10,000 other people. No big deal.
Hey, you know, we just named the three most important people that were at E3, and that's all that they need to know.
Okay.
That's true. Robin Williams and Paris Hilton don't count, in my opinion.
I saw Robin, and he's short, man. He's, like, shorter than you, John.
So, shorter than me?
Yeah.
Wow, that hurt. That there shouldn't be people shorter than me. That's not fair.
John, I
can't be tall, so I'm gonna actually hold the record for the shortest game guy. That's going to be my thing.
That's cool. That's cool.
So, our time at E3, we want to let you guys know what we did. I unfortunately spent most of my time up in the press room trying to get information out to everybody for, you know, on MMORPG.com so that we could, you know, be there for a reason. But you guys got to see a lot of stuff on the show.
Yep.
Tell me, what Mike first, then Garrett. Mike, what was your favorite part? What was your favorite thing you did at E3?
My favorite thing at E3 was probably just being there and actually just talking to all the industry people that I've just known, like the guys from Walton and Vogel from BioWare Austin. Like, just talking to them was just fantastic. Like, these are the guys who created Ultima Online, just like my favorite game ever, and talking to them was awesome. Meeting Beth Ostrowski, that was pretty cool. Me and Garrett
was very cool.
Got a chance to meet her. And just talking to people and meeting Jeremy and Kyle from Pure Onage was probably the highlight of my last day in E3. They were just wicked guys to deal with. So,
okay, guys, for people who might not know, who is this Beth person you're talking about, Mike? Who is this? Who is that person?
You might know her as Beth O. She hosts a show called, I believe it's called Filter on G4 Tech TV, and she's also Miss Howard Stern. She's dating Howard Stern, not his wife, but she's been his girlfriend for like a long time, and she's on that show a lot, and she's just really cool, and dating like the best guy who's ever done radio, like in the history of radio. So
surprisingly cool. All right. To Mike and I, which was very neat.
It's always nice to see when celebrities sort of are approachable and down to earth. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So we've heard Mike's sort of, you know, Mike, that was a very sad favorite part of E3. Garrett.
All right, I'm a huge nerd. Okay, well, off the main thing, the Themis party was my favorite part of E3, probably.
Okay, and we'll touch on that a little bit later. Garrett, what was your favorite part of E3?
I have to go along with Mike and just saying the fact that we were even at E3 was very cool. Able to walk around and see the booths and say hi to all the industry people, again, was very cool. Being able to hang out at NCSoft and Mythic and Blizzard and talk to the developers and the designers of these games that we all play, it really is neat. And I got to tell you that one of the coolest things about the NCSoft booth, and this holds true for them, I give them props for this, is that you were able to walk over, play a game, and actually speak to a designer right on the spot. And that was pretty much open to anybody at the convention.
Yeah, something that impressed me. Yeah, you guys were talking about Ultima Online earlier. Now we all know Lord British, Richard Garriott, has moved on, and he's working on Tabula Rasa for NCSoft. And like Garrett just said, Richard Garriott was actually walking around the booth, the NCSoft booth, and talking to members of the general public,
yeah,
which I thought was...
Say hi.
That was very, very cool.
He was actually just hanging out, and there's something very cool. A lot to be said about a company that will do that. Most other companies took the very L.A. policy by roping off their booths, and that doesn't work for me.
Which I was a huge fan of. I love being inside the roped-off booth and just looking down upon everyone else outside. It made me
feel looking
like
down
a big
your
man.
Nose. Looking
yeah.
down your nose. It's fun.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm kidding, but
thankfully,
am
you're
I?
Kidding, Mike.
Yeah. But
no, it's true, and that's the reason that NCSoft, well, it's one of the reasons that NCSoft won our E3 award for best booth.
It definitely was one of the best booths of the show. I will say this, though, there is a downside to E3, and the downside to E3 is coming home, going back to my regular job, and not having any of the video games that I got to play all week at my disposal. That is very, very frustrating. All the games I was like, this is going to be awesome, I can't wait to play it. I come home and I'm stuck with playing the games that I've been playing for the last 2 years. So
yeah,
that was
I wanted to play
fun.
A little Battlefield 2142. Couldn't
yeah,
do it.
That looked good. Gears of War.
Couldn't play that. I want to play Darkfall more than anything else, though.
So.
Oh yeah. See, I'd like to have another crack at Aion or Aion. I'm still not even sure how you pronounce that. It's the new game from NCSoft. Aion. Billy Bob Thornton. I don't know. How do you pronounce that? But okay, so we've heard what you guys had to say about what your favorite parts of E3 were, and you both sort of gave me the, you know, very cool to be at E3, talking to all the developers, all that fun stuff. But what really happened at E3? What did you love about the E3 experience?
Well, what I really loved was just going to the E3 parties and being able to interact with developers just like in a social atmosphere, you know, off the record, talk to people. Best party was the Themis party. All the guys from Orin were there. All the guys from Spellforge were there. All the guys from Darkfall were there. All 7'2" of them. Tassos and Jay Till from Darkfall. These guys are giant.
I just want to point out that
Greece.
I just want to point out that Mike is mentioning all the guys at the party, being that it was E3 was just one giant sausage fest for everybody. So go ahead, Mike, continue.
It was actually true. There was some booth babes that I think might have been paid to be at the famous group party, but actually there were some nice girls. There was some nice people that came with us, like Danielle and Carolyn, and some people from NCSoft were there. But it was a great party. It was free drinks. Lots of entertainment, lots of food, and great music. So I just have to ask you one question. John and Garrett, why the heck couldn't you guys pull your socks up, come down to Sunset, and join me at the party? Only Dana was there, and Carolyn, and Danielle, and Sean.
Well, we had a prior engagement that slid out from under our feet, so we got a blessed night of rest that was well-needed and well-deserved because Garrett and I worked hard at E3, Mike. I don't know how, if you understand that, but Garrett and I worked hard and we're tired.
I was very tired Thursday night. I confess to that. And plus, I would much rather see some of the cool, hip, younger guys at the parties than the old school, old gangster like me.
Wow, what is it,
Garrett? Garrett, you're like more fun than Dana and John combined, actually. So.
See, you know what? Like a glass
of Coke.
Those guys
can drink
more
a lot more than
Dana
I can,
and John.
Though, Mike.
Yeah, Dana can drink. Dana can drink like
can.
Almost as much as I can.
I give him credit for that. He can drink.
Yeah,
but that's
so,
yeah,
you know,
if that's what there is to do.
How much
in
Dana can drink? Now you know. He can hold his sauce pretty good.
MMORPG.com trivia.
Actually, my favorite. Probably my favorite moment in the whole party was Dana got there like 2 minutes after the open bar closed and you had to pay, and he orders a double Ryan Coke, like $18 American.
Yeah.
<I'm> like, ouch, that hurt you, buddy. That hurt
let's,
you.
Let's
and,
not discuss the price.
I did a bunch
price.
Of shots with the Darkfall guys too. They could drink. They were, yeah. You know. They had a lot of space to
well,
store.
Those guys,
alcohol.
Yeah, those guys were pretty huge. That yeah. you have to recognize, and I think everyone will agree with me on this one. The price of drinks in Los Angeles was absolutely ridiculous. I think I got a Guinness. The Guinness was $9. I bought two Guinnesses for Dana and I, and I looked down and I gave the guy a 20, and I didn't get any change. I'm like, that was two beers, dude. Come on.
So LA is not
interesting.
LA is not a cheap town.
Yeah, at the clubs anyway. You can get good liquor store cheap booze, but you know.
Which we ended up doing on Friday night, which
was
a lot
was
of fun.
Instead of going out on Friday like yours truly wanted to do, we stayed in our hotel rooms and drunk ourselves to sleep.
Which worked out pretty well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
we
trying to write news articles.
We all need to check into AA like as soon as possible.
No, please, come on. It's a vacation.
I think that's what comes with E3.
Yeah.
So, Garrett.
Go ahead, John.
What? You know, we've heard. You know, Mike won't stop talking. So
yeah,
I'm going to force him to, and I want to know what you think. What else did you really like about E3?
Well, the side things about E3 that I really found to be a lot of fun. Let's see. I had a very fun time at the Mythic party, even though it was short. Hanging out with the guys from Games Workshop, that was very cool. Also had a lot of fun with you guys at the eFocus party, which we were the only three people who went to. And eFocus was a good time. That was our first introduction into the week, and we got to meet a lot of cool people there. Did some interviews, took a lot of pictures, ate food.
Yep.
The open bar, open food was always a nice touch, especially
fact
that the bar was made out of ice. Figure that one out.
That was very cool with motorcycles.
It was fun. It was a good party. We got to hang out with the Spellborn guys there. Chronicles of Spellborn. Barry
Hoffman. The king, man. That guy's a good guy. Actually, got to drink with him at Themis as well.
Barry was very cool. Very
go
good
ahead,
guys.
And what
so
about that What about that singer from
Cherry
Club
London.
Neverdyke, Cherry London?
Did we
that
put that interview up yet with her?
Yes,
we
did.
We published. We published the stuff from the eFocus party. We went and ran last week on the MMORPG.com podcast.
Yeah. Well, she was just lovely to deal with and very talented and a great interview as well, I'd like to say.
She was very good. I actually listened to that interview.
And a very good-looking young lady as well.
She was a very lovely lady. It was nice. And actually, the next day I ran into Never Die himself, who's the owner of the club, at E3 outside the press room. Chatted with him for a little bit. Nothing serious, but he's very passionate about this idea of this other universe, this digital universe, which I thought was very cool. He really sort of has a plan. And when you spend that much money to buy a virtual space like that, it's good that you have a plan.
I talked to him too, and I like the fact that he's a little bit of a risk taker, and the guy is making boatloads of cash now off that.
Yep. Yeah, that's fascinating.
He's made half on his investment already, and it's growing. He hasn't even opened the club yet. Forget about it, right?
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. Maybe you can do that stuff. We should open a virtual nightclub, and that's all you need to do.
Club John.
Club John.
So, what I want to know is how on earth at E3 did Garrett get all the plum assignments? Garrett got to go see, not to say that our other appointments weren't fun and great, but Garrett got to go see Blizzard, and got to go talk to them. Got to and he's a World of Warcraft person, aren't you?
I try not to admit that openly, but yes, I do play World of Warcraft.
So, you know, it's very cool for him to get to go and see that. What was that like? I mean, I didn't get to see much of the Blizzard booth myself. So
I got to tell you, Dana and I went over to Blizzard, and the booth was very open, but they were not talking to people. It's very, you know, the booth was open. There was a lot of demos there you can play, but they were very standoffish. Dana and I were lucky enough to wait a few minutes, get taken into the back, and actually have a sit-down demo with Wyatt Cheng, who was, I think he was a technical designer on the game or something like that. But Wyatt gave us a great walkthrough of Burning Crusade. We got to see everything and ask some very hard-hitting questions about faction grinding and levels and loot and battlegrounds and PvP and all the stuff that everybody wants to know. And, you know, I got to tell you, I give Wyatt a lot of credit. He gave us some very good answers, and the stuff that he didn't want to say or the stuff that he just didn't want to share, he pretty much told us, you know, sorry, guys, that's all I can say. And so we did get some answers, though, which I thought was good.
And they're all in Garrett's E3 article that's up at MMORPG.com.
Yes.
So go check
every
that out.
Every possible nugget of information I could possibly get, I put into that article. So
the
it
other
may not read well.
The other interesting game that Garrett got to go see was, what's that little title? Warhammer Online.
Mm. Warhammer Online. Mm-hmm.
I actually crashed their demo. That I should let you know, John. I knew Garrett and Dana were demoing, and I actually crashed the Mythic booth.
My
and made them let me
in.
So
the last bit of it.
What you're saying is you guys got to see this cool new game, and you left me up in the press room.
Pretty much.
All right, Sorry. Just to make that clear. So what did you guys think, Warhammer Online? Well, where is it?
I will say this. I PvP'd in Warhammer Online already at the demo. And I started off playing a goblin shaman and was running around. And then one of the developers said, hey, why don't you try the giant orc? So I played a big black orc, fully armored, and found out that there was a heal ability among the one of the things that he could do for himself as a warrior. So I pretty much tanked out 7 dwarves, killed all 7 dwarves, and put to rest any kind of rumors about 360 being better, because I don't know who was playing on the 360, but I killed them. And I pioned, and I, as Jeremy would say, I pioned in PvP. That was my goal, so I was very proud of them. But
I didn't actually get to test the PvP, sadly. I'm very jealous of you for that.
It was fun, and of course, I'm looking around the booth trying to see who else is playing and who's playing dwarves, and I just was trying to get them angry so I could say something to them, like, you suck.
You like. Oh, man. Yeah, but that was definitely my favorite of the show, I'd say.
Yeah, I have to say.
Except for Darkfall.
I have to say a big thank you to Mr. Paul Barnett, who's the one of the top guys over there coordinating between Games Workshop and Mythic. Paul actually couldn't be at our demo and was nice enough to give Dana notes about the game the night before, so that he's like, look, this is what I want you guys to talk about, and this is what is really cool, and here's my notes. And I really want to thank Paul for doing that. He's a great guy. And
That is very cool.
Nice
and I was actually with Dana when Paul approached him, and he's a very, very nice guy, very glib and very excited about his game, which, when you're talking to a developer, you really want to see that, like, that enthusiasm about the game that they're making, which is very, very cool.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say that the Warhammer had the best shirts of E3, except for Speed Tree.
Yes,
my Warhammer had these. They're very cool shirts, red T-shirts with the Warhammer symbol. It doesn't look too geeky. I can actually wear it out in public.
Yeah,
nice.
I that was the only shirt I got to keep. My wife has taken every other T-shirt that I got from E3. But the other game I got to see was Age of Conan, which was a pretty plum assignment too, I have to say, John.
Nice.
And lucky you got one of those inflatable swords too, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I still have my inflatable sword. I'm waiting to give it to my friend's son, actually. So,
wow,
he'll
you guys
be
are totally
pleased.
Like, you guys are geeking out over swag.
And
I know.
You got the best swag of E3. You.
What
SOB.
Me?
I hate you. Not you.
Oh,
Garrett.
Garrett.
Oh, the zip drive, or what is it? The flash
drive,
the speed drive,
USB thumb drive.
Thumb drive.
256 meg. Slick.
Mike, it'll make you happy to know that the thumb drive is no longer mine. It is now my wife's.
Garrett got robbed by his wife when he got home.
Pretty much
is what happened. It just
Pretty
sort of
much.
You know, just sort of mugged. You know,
yes.
it happens.
She goes
okay.
to Fashion Week, and I don't bother looking at the swag that she gets. And I come home from E3, and she takes all my swag. That's pretty much how it works in this house.
Well, that's the fair way to do things, I think.
True.
But we could talk about E3 till we're blue in the face, but we don't have time. So we are going to move it on out. We're going to talk a little bit more of Mike with the people in the line for Wii, which none of us actually saw. But
yeah, we didn't have time to wait.
We didn't have
none
4 hours.
None of us had the time.
Yeah. Actually, I got a little quick story to tell you about that. Is I found some guy from Nintendo's badge. On the ground, and I returned it to E3, but I wish that I blackmailed him for access to the Wii. I should have done
just,
that.
I would have just put it on and walked in.
Yeah! Oh, my God. That was... Oh, damn it.
Come on, Mike. Yeah.
So, Richard Doyes, I think your name is, whoever you are out there, send me a free Wii. I did return your badge, and I helped you out, so if you're listening...
Did anybody else out there just hear him say, send me a free Wii?
Yeah. Send me a Wii.
That
now.
Sounds... That sounds ridiculous, but we won't get into that because that's a whole debate for another time.
Okay.
We're going to talk, we're going to hear a little bit more from Mike in the line, the Wii line, and not the line for the bathroom, the line to play the Nintendo system.
That was good, John. That was funny. That was good.
I am a classic comedian, classically trained, not true. But
yeah,
then
you're a new age Chevy Chase.
That's right.
Oh, man.
I'd go with John Lovitz, but... All right. Going on. Then we're going to talk... we're going to hear Mike talk to the people from Pure Ownage, so stay tuned for that.
This is Michael Hampton again. We're here at the Nintendo line. It is incredibly long. There's actually a point where it wraps around the entire Nintendo booth. We're going to speak to someone on the line. How long have you guys been waiting in line?
Like 3 hours and 40 minutes.
3 hours and 40 minutes. Why would you wait for the Wii?
Just to check it out, see how it is, the games.
Cool. So, have you spoken to anyone that's played it?
Not yet.
How does it feel to be actually sort of inside of it?
It feels great. There's a lot of lights. I just can't wait to get in there.
Cool. Thanks, man. How about you? What was the most impressive thing you saw at the show?
I haven't really seen everything that yet. I mean, this is the last thing, the Nintendo booth. But, I kind of have to agree with him. I'm not really overimpressed. Some of the PSP titles finally are coming along, but nothing really that blew my mind this year.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it.
Next up, we got an interview with Jeremy and Kyle from Pure Ownage. the last week, we did a little teaser. Some negative reactions on the boards, and I think that's just because people don't really get what Pure Ownage is all about if you haven't checked out the show, and they think that, you know, the guy's really trying to do a serious, real serious character who's, you know, really trying to make fun of you. He's not. It's sort of like a play on the whole, you know, ganking noob, cool dude internet thing that's been going on since, you know, Ultima Online. So check that out. It's really, really funny. It's coming up right next, so check it out. Check their website out, pureenergy.com, spelled PureePwnage.com. So check that out, and enjoy the interview.
All right, this is Michael from Game On at MRPG.com. I actually am on the E3 floor right now, and I ran into Jeremy from Pure Ownage.
What's up, noobs?
Jeremy, what brought you to E3, man?
Oh, you know, I've always kind of wanted to come here since I was a little kid. It was always like my dream. This is Disneyland to a gamer, you know, to see all this up close. And so, you know, this year we thought we might actually get in if we asked, and we did. And they said it was cool. I guess they really wanted to meet the owner. I mean, who else should be here to play all these games first, right? So, so yeah, we came on down with the remainder of the hair money. And it's been a blast. It's incredible. You know, all these devs, all these people in the business all watch the show. So, you know, we've had a lot of behind closed doors kind of stuff, a lot of special treatment that, you know, we probably wouldn't have gotten if I didn't known so much.
All right, man. Do you see any good RTS games you're looking at playing at? Or?
Oh, yeah, I saw a few. I was just checking out World of Conflict, talking to a dev about that, and, you know, Supreme Commander and... But mostly the CNC3 guys, Command Conquer 3, which are coming out in like 2007. Those guys are all real big fans of the show. And, you know, I'm a pretty big fan of CNC, so it was really cool to meet each other. And I got to hang out with a lot of those guys, the lead designer, lead producer, and executive producer, and all these guys, the PR people. And so they showed me all these behind closed door stuff, and I think they told me some stuff they weren't even supposed to tell me just because they got so excited to meet me. And so, you know, I'm really excited about that because that could just be a super great game. But then again, you know, it's EA, so I think the fans know how I feel about that. So it's a tough call, you know.
Cool, man. Did you get to meet any girls, or are the girls just falling over you around here in E3? Or?
No, I mean, I tried to pick up a lot of these booth babes, but surprisingly, they're not really fans of the show, so they didn't really appreciate just how much I own. But I figure next year, maybe the year after, they'll finally start to come around. And you know, maybe then they'll actually come back to my hotel and play some games with me, you know.
Oh, yeah? All right, we got his brother here. It's Kyle. We're going to ask him some stuff in a bit. But Jeremy, do you see anyone, like, you? Anyone come up to you that you maybe owned in a game or anything? What do these noobs look like in real life?
It's weird. They're, like, all shapes and sizes, you know. Noobs, they just, I guess they're made in lots of different shapes and colors and stuff. It's kind of funny. But yeah, tons of people. You know, on the first day, I was kind of like incognito. I didn't have my bandana on, which is pretty rare because I showered that day. So I came in just some sunglasses, walked around, and you know, only a few people noticed me and, you know, saw through my disguise. But yesterday and today, you know, we went out in the Pure Ownage gear and we did a bunch of filming around here. So yeah, we got kind of swarmed a few times. It's a little crazy, but you know, it's still pretty cool to, you know, especially when the booth babes see you get swarmed, because then I figured they'll remember me for that. And maybe next year we'll get some gaming.
Get some gaming done. Nice one. All right. So I'm gonna ask Kyle a couple questions here. Kyle, how is the show doing online? Is it getting a lot of views? Or?
Oh, it's great. You know, our audience is always increasing, and you know, it's something that's great. The numbers always get bigger when we release a new episode, especially when there's a lot of hype. Everyone gets excited. They tell their friends. Everyone's like, "Oh my God, a new Pure Ownage episode!" And they all rush out to download it right away. And I think you know, when people get excited, the word of mouth really really starts happening. And that's really how our show has grown from, you know, I can't remember, 300 or 500 viewers.
People in the first episode, I think.
Yeah, in the first episode, there was, you know, a few hundred people maybe watching the show, but now, you know, there's 3 million people watching the show. So it's really grown to this amazing thing. And it's funny, you know, when we're sitting making the show here, a couple guys and a camera, and just to think of the huge audience, it's really kind of funny to us, and it's really inspiring. You know, we're really glad that we have a lot of dedicated fans.
That's a great answer, man. That's very cool. All right, so Jeremy, have you seen any MMOs that might, you know, bring you back into that a little bit more, or did you did you tell how the devs about World of Warcraft, or what did you think?
No, actually, you know, we went the WoW booth was one place that wouldn't allow us to film, so. We didn't get much around there, but you know, I checked out. I guess Tabula Rasa is one game that I took a look at a bit, because Richard Garriott's involved, and you know, Ultima back in the day was pretty cool for me when I was a kid, and so you know, he's a pretty smart guy. So I thought maybe he'd do something cool, but all in all, I'm not really like allowed to play MMOs anymore. I'm really not too excited. I'm really excited about I think mostly CNC3 and Supreme Commander. And, you know, there's a lot of great FPSs on the floor, too. It's too bad Doug couldn't be here. He'd really like to check it out. But, no, I think for my health, I must stay away from MMOs for a while. But Tadji, she's playing huge still. She plays 12 hours a day still. So, and we're gaming together a lot these days, just right next to each other. So I get to look over and see BWL and AQ40 and WoW all day, every day. But I don't think I'm going to go back.
Oh, that's cool, man. So FPS Doug couldn't be here. Were you worried he was going to destroy something, or?
Well, I think the hair money just wasn't quite enough. I think next year he'll definitely come down, and I know that he'd love to check out a lot of games here. There's a lot of great FPSs coming out. They're just getting so
good. All right, man. Sounds pretty cool. You see any new consoles? Are you interested? Is there a chance Jeremy might, you know, make the jump from computer to console and just, you know, forget all about that? Or,
you know, I think there's a really big chance. You know, lately I've kind of been a little upset with games in the PC. You know, just kind of being kind of the same old games over and over. RTS guys just not really understanding what made RTS great and kind of ignoring it. And so, you know, I got into the Wii booth a couple times, and they had trouble getting me out of there because, you know, it was kind of cool. I didn't expect too much from it, but when you start playing with the controller, you know, I really felt like when I was, like, five again. You know, I felt like a little kid playing something for the first time because it's just so different, and I'm excited to play that stuff, to be honest. I think I might actually try to buy a TV at some point so I can do that stuff. So I think that there's a really high chance.
Cool, man. That's cool. Well, Jeremy, man, like, I don't know, we just, here on the E4, listeners, we just saw the new Lara Croft form by. That makes me wonder, Jeremy, did you meet any celebs this time down here at E3, or?
I don't know. I almost met Robin Williams, actually. Apparently, he's a CNC fan, and he was supposed to be at the closed doors demo that we were at, but he never showed up. I guess he's too cool for that. But, no, I didn't run into too many. Just lots of hot girls, but I guess that's pretty common in L.A.
What do you think of Paris Hilton?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd hit it, but but I wouldn't hang around to chat, you know what I mean?
I don't blame you, bud. All right, Kyle, can you tell the listeners what's next for the future of Pure Ownage?
Well, you know, a lot of people, they ask me, you know, about the future of Pure Ownage, and I tell them, you don't want to know. You just want to find out. You just want to watch the episode. And then they think about it for a bit, and they're like, yeah, I think so. I think the hardcore fans, you know, they don't want to know what's going to happen. But that's regarding the story. But, you know, our plans are we're going to finish up Season 1. We're going to release Episode 11, you know, mid-June. And Episode 12 is going to be the last episode of Season 1. We're going to release DVDs and the soundtrack. And after that, I don't know, we might just start, you know, shooting season 2 right away. Or, you know, ideally, I'd want to do a movie, a Pure Ownage movie, you know. So that's also, you know, all those plans are up in the air. So we'll see what happens when we get there.
Cool, guys. Well, for those listeners who don't really know about the show, how can they get the show? How can they check it out?
Well, you go to pureownage.com. That's pureownage.com. And, you know, you can download our episodes from our episodes page. You can download them. We give the show away for free. All you need is DivX. And you can check out the show. All 10 episodes are up there.
Awesome. Well,
iTunes, too. We're finally hooking up all the poor Mac people that have been complaining for a while. So once there was enough of them, we decided to spend the time to get MOVs and whatever. But yeah, the apps are always there, and we just give it out for free, which is probably why the audience has grown to be so enormous in the last year. And you know, but just buy some shirts, I guess, if you like the show. That's the best way to show your support, I guess, is wear a shirt with pride.
Can you get the shirts from the website?
Yeah. There's just a store on the website, and Doug wraps them up, and we ship them off. And You know, it's not much, but it definitely helps, and got us a new camera, got us lots of gear. You'll notice in the later episodes it looks a lot nicer than the first, and that's 100% because of all the cool fans that bought shirts and helped us out.
Awesome. Well, you know, thanks so much for this interview. You guys have been absolutely fantastic to us.
Cool. Thank you, guys. It's awesome.
Thanks.
Alright, Mike, thanks a lot for that interview with Jeremy and Kyle from Pure Ownage. It was very entertaining, as always.
Those guys they're fantastic. I mean, they were one of the best people to deal with the entire time at E3. They were great. Thanks.
Not a bad little swan song for you there, buddy, seeing as how we're down to our last 5 minutes with you. Why don't you tell our listeners who have grown to know and love you and cherish you like a son / brother / husband / boyfriend / lover. I don't know.
Okay.
Just say something to them. Tell them where you're going. Make them feel better about having you leave.
Okay. Well, as many of you may know, I before coming to MMORPG.com, I worked on an MMO with John and Dana, by the way, called Wish. That got canceled. So since then, I've been... you know, kind of doing various things throughout the industry, but I've been able to get an opportunity to work on a new project. Well, it's sort of an old project and a new project, but I'm going to be working with the people at Tulga Games on Horizons and their upcoming expansion, and perhaps in the future I'll be working on their new title that they announced at E3 called Dark World Online, which you should check out for sure. And if you're looking for more of me, look for me there, and I'm sure I'll be back on the show at some point in like a little bit of a guesting role.
We will have Mike back. Don't worry, everybody. Dry your tears, young ones. Mike will return. But the good news is, like we said at the top of the show, we're trading up here at Game On at MMORPG.com.
That's right.
We've got Garrett Fuller. He's going to be with us all the time. I'm very excited to see what the future holds for this podcast and for the site in general.
Boy, it's going to be something, John. We got a lot of ground to cover, and I got to tell you, Mike, I'm sad to see you go, buddy. It's we had some good times at E3, and definitely some good times coming up in the future. But
it's.
Oh, you haven't seen the last of me, Garrett. I'll be back guesting, and I'll be making John's life a miserable living hell.
You'll be PKing. Yeah, it's true. But you'll be PKing me in some game. Like, hey, look, there's open PvP. Where's Shags? Kill
him. Everybody go play Darkfall. Now that I don't have to have like any kind of journalistic bias.
There you go.
I'm way promoting Darkfall. Skill based PvP, everyone. That's where it's at.
There you go.
All right. So now that we're done with Mike's pimping show, I'd like to.
That was good.
I would like to thank everyone that stood in line for the Wii and took a minute to talk to our scary Mike Hamden about their experiences there. I want to thank, as always, the band Gherkin for our wonderful intro music. I also want to thank Jeremy and Kyle from Pure Ownage.
They were fantastic.
And, of course, my dual co-hosts for the one and only time, Michael Hamden and Garrett Fuller.
And I just got to give Garrett some props because he did a fantastic first show, and I'm really going to be excited to see him on the podcast in the future.
Oh, I'm sure lots of people are going to be excited to hear my opinions, Mike.
He's a very, very funny guy. Very funny
there
guy.
You go. We have a lot of good stuff to look forward to, and John and I will pick up the ball and score the touchdown, as they say at this point.
All right. Game On will be canceled in 3 weeks. Goodbye.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Tune into the next episode next week of Game On. Thanks for listening.